Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The federal government now says it's working to fix what they call an administrative problem that's been blocking funds to cover medical services for firefighters and other responders treated by the FDNY World Trade Center Health Program. That story first reported Thursday by the Daily News. Now 1010 Winds reporter Carol Dioria has the latest.
Congressman Peter King says he can't understand it. Why? City Hall never said anything to anyone, including the fire department. That money to reimburse the fire department for health care for 9/11 injuries and illnesses was being withheld by the U.S. Treasury Department. He said both the city and the Treasury Department are to blame.
Of all the money, if they had to take money from somewhere, I can't think of a worse or more damaging area to take the money from. This is a disgrace.
But the good news, Congressman King says he's confident Vice President Mike Pence and his staff are righting the wrong, and the $1.5 million will be coming soon.
They've become aware of it. They are addressing it. They told us that they, one way or the other, they have to get this corrected.
He says it's not fair to the firefighters who risk their lives and health for us. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds News.